Hello, beautiful beings. I'm Beth Shekina, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's practice with you. We'll be exploring something called dedication of merit, which was explored in day 9's post. And this is a traditional part of Buddhist practice, but also in many spiritual traditions, the idea of dedicating or offering the benefit of the practice that we've done, of the energy of loving kindness and compassion that we've cultivated, to begin to extend that out and offer it to all beings in the world, sometimes to specific beings or people. If we know someone who's suffering, we can extend it in that way as well. And so we'll explore that as we continue with the foundational practice and offering loving kindness to ourselves today, before we begin to move on to some of the other categories of metta as we move through this week. So I encourage you to read today's post as well, which talks a little bit more about this concept of dedication of merit. I'd like to begin with a reading from Shantideva, who was a Buddhist scholar and monk from the 8th century, who talked about the way of the Bodhisattva, which is this idea of wanting to be like a Buddha and really be able to help alleviate suffering in the world, suffering of others. So Shantideva said, "May the earth be wholesome everywhere, the world blessed with prosperity. May the poor and destitute find wealth and the stooping animals be freed. May every being ailing with illness find relief at once from suffering. May all sickness that afflicts the living be instantly and permanently healed. May those who go in dread have no more fear. May captives be unchained and set free. And may the weak now become strong. May living beings help each other in kindness. May travelers upon the road find happiness no matter where they go. And may they gain without hardship the goals on which their hearts are set. From the songs of birds and the sighting of trees, from the shafts of light and from the sky itself, may living beings, each and every one, perceive the constant sound of Dharma." And Dharma, for those who aren't familiar with that term, is a Buddhist concept. But again, I think it exists in many traditions. It's this idea of understanding or peering really into the nature of reality. It's the truth. And it's wanting to move into relationship with that truth, and move out of ignorance or avoidance. It's what wakes us up. So once again, I'll invite you to find a comfortable position. Hopefully you are just kind of having a way that you begin to come, particularly if you're doing sitting meditation, come into your seat or your position. Take a few moments to let your body settle. Feel the support beneath you, the ground or chair, but also just feeling the earth supporting you in this moment. And you can have your spine straight but not tense, your shoulders and stomach relaxed, your hands on your knees or your lap. Invite you to close your eyes if you are comfortable, or just have a soft gaze downward in front of you. So taking a moment to just settle into your seat, into this very moment. And then I'll invite you to begin to do some of the foundational practice that we spent a good amount of time last week exploring. So this is how we generate metta or loving kindness, either through working with one loving being, if that feels most supportive and comfortable to you, or in working with a circle of loving beings, which you may have explored a variety of beings. Maybe you've landed somewhere. You can on each day even tune in and feel into which beings feel you feel drawn to bring into your circle of loving beings. Just remembering that it's this foundation is about really generating that feeling of unconditional love. It should have strongly positive feelings. So if someone comes who has, you have mixed feelings, you can just hold them outside and work with them in another way later. Take a moment. I'll invite you to generate your foundation with one loving being or a circle of loving beings. Really taking in with each breath that energy of love and compassion into your heart, into your whole being on the in breath. And as you breathe out, letting it surround and envelop you. Each time you practice in this way, it becomes stronger. You are able to connect with it more easily. So if you'd like to spend more time today generating metta, you can just pause the audio and do so for a few moments. If you feel a sense of enough connection, I'll invite you to proceed at this time. And we'll move on to offering loving kindness to ourselves, which again is a really, it is part really of the foundational practice of always beginning to offer loving kindness and compassion to ourselves. It's a way we're filling our well, generating the metta, and then really being full with it before we begin to extend it out to others. So begin with a few rounds of phrases. I'll say it aloud and you can repeat it silently or aloud, one by one after me. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free of suffering. May I have ease of well-being. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free of suffering. May I have ease of well-being. So I'll invite you to just continue to practice for a few moments on your own, working with the phrases. At any point, the mind wanders, become distracted, or difficult feelings arise, you can simply just notice, return to the next phrase or group of phrases. And if at any point you feel to, you can also return to your foundational practice of loving being or circle of loving beings to really reconnect with or generate more of that energy of loving kindness if you feel that you need it. So we'll take a moment to just practice together silently, offering loving kindness to ourselves. If you'd like to continue to offer loving kindness to yourself longer, I invite you to pause the audio here. And if you'd like to continue, you can just listen. So I really, I know I talked about it last week, and as we're moving into the second week of practice, just want you to know this is this foundation and offering ourselves loving kindness is where we begin with our metta practice. And we've planted seeds in many different ways. So just really feeling that in this moment and that honoring that you're taking time to cultivate that. And so just to finish our practice for today, we will explore this idea of dedicating the merit of our practice. And so I had suggested in the post using some of the metta phrases that are for all beings. And that is one way. You can even use that poem or prayer from Shantideva that I opened with, which is in the post. You may have a way that you pray in your own way or tradition. And it's just the idea of offering out, sending the blessings that have come from all of this loving kindness and compassion that you've generated, whether you're offering it to yourself or as we move forward to another, you're really creating a well or a pool of loving kindness and compassion. And so we just ask as we finish that we extend that energy out into the world wherever it needs to go. So I'm just going to offer some metta phrases, a different version, as a way to offer it today. I'll just say each phrase, and you can either repeat it aloud or repeat it silently after me. May all beings have happiness and its cause. May all beings be free of suffering, joyous, content, and at ease. May all beings be balanced in equanimity towards one and all. May the merit of my practice be for my own benefit and for that of all sentient beings. So that completes our practice for today. I'd like you to just explore this idea of dedication of merit and find your way to do that. And I wish you a very beautiful and joyous and peaceful day today. Tashi Dala, I honor the greatness within you.